Welcome back to Ghost in the Valley, Episode 3, UFOs over Trumbull County. Today we're going to hear the remaining audio tapes of the 911 calls from the dispatch center in Liberty, Ohio. This will conclude the 911 tapes. Next episode, we will give the final, our final thoughts on what totally went down, what our opinion is on the whole story. Let's get into this week's episode, UFOs over Trumbull County, Part 3.
Steve Baker.
Yeah.
All right, I talked to these guys. Everything's all right. They're going to go back to where they came from. I can see them.
Did you see anything?
I got them right here. I'm looking at them.
What the hell is it?
Hold on a second. I got to turn my lights on so I get rear-ended.
Okay.
Check realize this may be some kind of celestial planet showing during a meteor shower.
Okay. Earlier, when we had the earlier call, what I saw was a planet. It was close to the tree line. It was giving off some big red light. It was almost like it was daylight, but red outside.
Copy. We'll document that, 549.
Like I said, we've been sitting out here on the strip, just, you know,
everybody's sitting still, not moving.
Uh-huh.
And we, every so often, we had to adjust the telescope. So it's moving, but it's arcing in a set pattern.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like it's stationary. Other than it's a little higher than, you know, like where I'm at right now, I can see it where before I know I wouldn't have, because I'm down here at the corners. You know, that's even lower than the center. And I can see it now. So, oh well.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Very many more calls on it?
Nothing else.
I probably all have a lot of answers today.
I'll tell you what. It's enough for me. Thanks for calling.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
That does conclude the 911 tapes. But let's review what we heard so far in part three. Was the officer actually climbed the weather tower, we stand about maybe three floors up, and not only did he see one object, he's seen three. I think they tried to rationalize the whole thing by just calling it a planet, and but that takes away from what Toby's seen from the Liberty Police Department, who is probably, he says, 50 feet off the ground. The woman in Liberty who says it was in her backyard. And both said it was red that lit up the sky. Now, approximately 5 years after this event occurred, it did make the Art Bell Radio Coast to Coast show. And thanks to Kenny Young, who got these 911 tapes. Otherwise, we probably would never heard them. I've tried numerous times to get the tapes. I've called the airbase and was kind of shot down on the whole thing that they couldn't get them. You know, I'd have to call the 911 dispatcher out of Liberty, and that was a runaround also. And, well, I'll make a long story short. Thank goodness the tapes did make the confirmations series on NBC on the UFO sightings in Trumbull County. It also made the Art Bell show, which when I tried to get the tapes, they were telling me they were no longer available. I did get a hold of the tapes eventually and reviewed them several times. And we were going to get into that on the next episode in 2 weeks. We're going to close out the UFOs over Trumbull County, part four, in 2 weeks. Be sure to tune in, because I'm going to give the complete rundown from the beginning to the end. And you can leave me your thoughts at cooley54@gmail.com or at the links below this podcast. Thank you very much. We will see you in 2 weeks on Ghosts in the Valley.